Got a show for y'all.
Got a damn good show, Keith. Damn good show.
Nikki Haley.
I don't think she's Republican, man. I think she's deep state. I think she's one of these swamp creatures.
Well, she's fooled a lot of people. She was governor of South Carolina at one point.
Yeah.
She was a part of Trump's administration, yeah.
She's been infiltrated.
What?
Somebody's got some picture of her on Epstein's Island or something. Because the things that's coming out of my mouth don't sound very Republican to me.
Yeah.
It's up to the parents when it comes to...
So you're saying she's been what's the word?
Compromised.
That's the word I was looking for. Compromised.
She's been compromised. She's got something that could ruin her reputation.
Well, she, after she got interviewed or whatever, she said that this country has never been systemic racist. I'm like,
well, it's true.
As a Republican, why would you say that?
Well, it's got some truth behind that.
What the hell are you talking about?
When she said this country has never been systemically racist, there's some truth behind that. To white people, it's never been systemically racist. So from her point of view, her being a person who, of color who looks white, she's probably never experienced racism. What I'm trying to point out here is she's selfish. She only thinks about herself. She could care less about these Negroes out here.
But she doubled down. She had a CNN town hall. And she doubled down on that.
She's talking about her and white people. She ain't talking about black people. So you gotta learn how to read between them lines. Because the thing she said, there's some truth, right? There's some truth, right?
But we already got this stigma around Republicans that we're racist and we're out of touch with.
Well, that's because we are.
Hey, let's go to the end.
But let me say this. We are out of touch, right? We do want to whitewash racism.
What?
Nikki Haley is proving that. This country's never been systemically racist. For who? White people. That's who she's representing, white people.
Okay, let's go to the video, Kim. She had a CNN town hall. Hey, Kim, stop touching me.
Ask you about a comment you made earlier this week. You said that America has, quote, never been a racist country.
When you look at, you know, the Declaration of Independence, it was that, you know, men are created equal. But what I look at it as is I was a brown girl that grew up in a small rural town. We had plenty of racism that we had to deal with. But my parents never said we lived in a racist country. And I'm so thankful they didn't. Because for every brown and black child out there, if you tell them they live or were born in a racist country, you're immediately telling them they don't have a chance. And my parents would always say, you may have challenges. And yes, there will be people who are racist. But that doesn't define what you can do in this country.
You're talking about the ideals of America. But America was founded institutionally on many racist precepts, including slavery.
But when you look at said all men are created equal, I think the intent was to do the right thing. Now, did they have to go fix it along the way? Yes, but I don't think the intent was ever that we were going to be a racist country. The intent was everybody was going to be created equally. And as we went through time, they fixed the things that were not all men are created equal. They made sure women became equal too. All of these things happen over time. But I refuse to believe that the premise of when they formed our country was based on the fact that it was a racist country to start with.
Bitch, if this country has never been racist, what was the whole point of the damn civil rights era?
Well,
what do you call it? The civil act of civil liberties or some shit. The civil rights era. What the hell was the whole purpose of that act?
Why did Dr. Martin Luther King die? Was that just gang violence?
I mean, why is this the hill to down? Especially if you're a Republican.
Keith.
It's like...
Hey, let me do some talking. I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
I'm going to tell you why. They're playing to the base. Right? Now follow
that's me. That's the base of the Republican Party?
Follow me on this one now.
That's scary.
I'm playing chess, you playing checkers. They're speaking to their constituents. Majority of Republicans are white. Hate to break it to you, but that's a fact.
Kevin, it's okay to acknowledge the evils of the past.
But it hurts Republicans when they admit that.
Why? They was the one that freed the slaves.
Because they don't have a good answer.
No.
That's why. You hear how stupid our answer was? I'm going to tell you like this.
Let me say something.
No, let me finish before I forget. I'm going to forget. Look, diversity is a strength for Democrats. It's a weakness for us. If Republicans play to their weaknesses, they're going to lose their base.
No,
they're going to lose their base.
Hey, Kevin, let me say something. If you strengthen
your... Did you hear what I just said?
I heard what you said. Let me say what I'm going to say.
Repeat what I just said.
I'm not repeating a goddamn thing you just said. Dude, I'm going to forget what I'm going to say. Shut the f*** up. I'm going to say what I'm going to say now.
Diversity is...
Kevin, let me say something.
I'm just going to reiterate.
I don't need to f*** this shit again. If Republicans start strengthening their weaknesses, it wouldn't be a weakness. So all she had to do is like, yeah, this country was once racist. But the North, who later reformed the Republican Party, freed the slaves. The first senators in the Congress was African. They were Negroes because of the Republicans. And the Confederacy was the Democrats. Why don't you do that? Why lie about it?
Who founded? I know. That's why I keep. That's God's honest truth. It's a weakness of ours.
You know what's crazy? Vivek could have got up there and said that and answered that question and said it and answered the way I answered it. You know what the Republican said? He's too slick. I don't trust him. he pre-planned that answer.
When y'all hear white Republicans say that, they've told me that shit, right? In public. You know what they're saying to you and to me?
What?
That all black people think alike. All people of color think the same. We ain't worth shit. No matter what we say or do, that's pretty much what they're saying.
That is crazy. He's too slick. He's got an answer for everything.
But Keith, let me reiterate what I just said. That's the weakness of the Republican Party. We lack diversity. It's a strength for Democrats because they...
Why? Because they make it a strength.
Huh? Yeah, because they were able to leverage black people for votes. Republicans never figured it out. Never. They never figured it out. You see what I'm saying, right? It's our weakness.
It shouldn't be a weakness. It's an easy fix.
Maybe they think to get votes, they have to say certain things for white people to vote for them.
To galvanize white voters, you got to say that.
Yep.
This country's never been systemically racist.
Yep. Why else would they say it? The only reason why else they would say that is because maybe they're stupid. But I don't think they're stupid. They're trying, when a politician opens their mouth, their goal is to get votes. It's not necessarily spread truth. It's to get votes.
That's a dumb thing to say, what she said.
Yeah, oh yeah, I agree. You know why? Because we Negroes. But white people will have a totally different perspective, Keith. Totally different perspective.
Yeah, I know.
You know why?
Why?
Because they've never been Negroes. Like, she's a person of color, but being black and being Asian is totally different.
Yeah.
Totally different.
I kind of understand black people's argument that,
you can never agree with those Negroes.
I ain't going to say that.
Who's your base? White.
But Kevin, the Republican base cannot be for what she said.
Well, you know what? What will prove me wrong is if Trump...
Put in the comments. I want to hear from white America.
I'm over here talking.
Put in the comments. Hey, if y'all agree with Nikki Haley, this has never been a systemically racist country or a racist country.
I think what you see in those comments is going to break your heart. It's gonna stomp on your heart. It's going to tear your heart out, and they're going to stomp on it. Because white people have a different perspective, man. And they're trying to get a vote.
I used to think Nikki Haley was white.
I did, too. I didn't know she was a person of color. I thought she was a white woman with a tan. I used to thought Trump was an Indian.
What?
That was a joke.
Oh, I get it.
You get it?
Nigga orange. All he needed some feathers. But this hurts the Republican Party.
Yeah.
It really does.
But diversity is either a strength of yours or it's a weakness.
But
it's a weakness of the Republican Party. How many Negroes is Republicans is in office? I can count them on three fingers, I think.
On three fingers?
Yeah.
That's more than that, Kevin.
Count.
That's all kinds of Negroes.
Yeah, on the Democrat side.
No, I'm talking about Republicans.
Well, you got Tim Scott.
Yeah.
Well, who else you got?
Got Byron, Donalds.
You got him. That's two. Who else you got?
It's got to be some more.
Yeah, it's probably some. You know what? I throw two in just for good measure. That's no, four Negroes.
No, it's got to be more than that.
We got Tim Scott. That's it.
Tim Scott and Byron Donalds up in
That's it.
That's got to be more than that.
You know what I mean? Representatives in Congress and in the Senate, and that's all you can. You, that comes off.
That's because we
look. They didn't vote for Herschel's black ass.
That boy sure could run too. Y'all still didn't vote for that nigga. Nigga scored all kinds of touchdowns.
Hey, Keith, just admit it. White people have a totally different perspective of America.
No, it's got to be more than two.
That's it, Keith. That's all we got.
That's Republican.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's kind of sad because the Republican Party started off, what, the first 12 black senators were black?
Yeah, well, Republicans.
The first 12 black senators were black and the Republican?
Yeah.
Man, what happened? Maybe they did switch sides.
That was a damn good show.
Yeah, man, but that's a...
That's a damn good show. Shut up.
Hey, Keith, Trump can change all this. We need a leader. We need a line to change these damn white people's views on...
What, he needs a black vice president?
He needs Tim Scott or Vivek. We need to start putting black people as faces of the Republican Party. If we don't do that...
Because we're seen as unicorns.
Yeah, if they don't do that, if the Republican Party don't take an initiative and make that their prime objective... this country, your grandkids are fucked. I'm gonna tell you right now, if we don't start getting more black people in the Republican Party,
just people of color,
your grandkids, not my grandkids, they black, they gonna be camouflaged, they gonna be cut, but your white grandkids, they are so fucked. Y'all gotta, Trump can change it with his vice VP.
Yeah, whatever. Show's over. Hey, we got a new giveaway going. That's gonna end this month. Give away a Ford F-350 and $10,000 in cash. Then it'll win. Go to officialhawkstwins.com. Anything you buy from the site gets you automatically entered to win it. Yeah.